Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History.
In today's podcast, we will consider events in relation to the Treaty of Versailles, specifically how the treaty was formally agreed. Although an armistice was agreed, which ended fighting at the end of the First World War in November 1918, the different sides had still to reach a permanent legal end to the war. On the 18th of January 1919, 27 countries, excluding Russia and the defeated Germany, Austria and Hungary, met in Paris to discuss peace terms. Each country that was involved in the negotiations wanted to see different outcomes. And the most influential countries present were France, the UK, the USA and Italy. France was looking for a particularly harsh punishment on Germany to weaken them. France shared a border with the defeated Germans and so felt most threatened by any future German actions. At the same time, Britain also wanted to punish Germany, and this was especially exemplified by the strongly anti-German sentiment that was expressed during the so-called khaki election in 1918. However, at the same time, the British government also worried that punishing Germany too severely would hurt European trade and thus damage Britain as well. The USA was very much in the middle and also played a key role in peace discussions. In January 1918, before the end of World War I, the US President Woodrow Wilson had set out his plans for a post-war world in the so-called 14-point speech. This included plans to rebuild Europe, to not damage trade, and also to set up an international organisation to bring together countries, called the League of Nations. By June 1919, the Allies had finally agreed a treaty amongst themselves. Germany were given the treaty and told that failure to sign it would mean the war restarting. The German Chancellor, Philipp Scheidemann, resigned rather than agreeing to this treaty. The new Chancellor, Gustav Bauer, offered to accept the treaty if certain parts of it were removed, which included reparations, payments for the costs of war, and also the so-called War Guilt Clause, whereby Germany accepted blame for the war starting. The Allies then said that if Germany did not sign the treaty within 24 hours, they would restart the war and invade Germany. And thus, on the 28th of June 1919, Germany reluctantly signed the Treaty of Versailles. Allied opinion was divided. Some worried that the treaty was too damaging and could possibly lead to future problems. Others, however, argued that Germany in fact deserved no mercy. After Russia had left World War I, the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk, which Germany had made Russia sign in 1918, included provisions such as taking land, which included one third of Russia's total population.